where it is election day. Finally, the day that Georgians and the country have been waiting for, as these two Senate runoffs come to a vote. Millions of people in Georgia voted early and in person at the polls today, and we were out talking with them. This morning, we pulled up to a church, which is a polling site. This was in Cobb County, Georgia, so just a tiny bit outside Atlanta city limits. We saw lots of people coming and going, and we stopped to chat with a few of them.
Good morning.
How are you?
And you just voted here?
Well, I did.
There was a line early this morning at the Life Church Smyrna Assembly of God, we heard. But when we were there, just a steady stream of people heading in, coming out, earning stickers with "I voted" scrawled across a Georgia peach. One of them, Angie Carmichael, lifelong resident of Smyrna, regular voter, voted in November, but she was not sure she was going to vote in this runoff.
Because I didn't want to vote at all. But my husband's taken me to lunch, and I told him I would vote.
Like a number of people we've met here in Georgia, Carmichael has taken on board the president's claims of fraud and a stolen election. Claims that have no facts to support them, but that have raised doubts in voters' minds about the integrity of the election system.
I just don't like everything that's going on right now, and I feel like the first election was rigged. So I don't see my point in voting, but we'll see what happens. And at least I did my part.
Also here today, Ken Jones, holding the hand of his daughter, Addison. She's only 5, but this is not the first time he's brought her along to watch him vote.
Like even me, I didn't vote early on in my younger days. I started to feel more empowered in the process, probably over the last maybe 20 years. And so, you know, just taking an active role, and I want that to instill that in my kids. So, yeah.
Ken Jones also has his concerns about election security. Jones, who is black, says part of that stems from the history of Georgia elections not being free and fair for all voters. Also, the possibility of human error.
I just hope that there are enough people that want to see a fair election are standing by and fighting the fight to make sure that that, you know, doesn't happen. But I do feel like in this situation, we'll hopefully we'll have enough of a turnout that it leaves, you know, no doubt.